The colonel turned his eyes upward to the direction of the forge.
Mark my words, Sarge. 'Tis all Rose Eye's doing. I've never known or heard of a badger suffering from the blood wrath so badly. I've heard it from her own blinking mouth that she's bound to march off from here with half the garrison's strength to destroy Tun and his rapscallions. Have you ever heard the like? A ruler of Selim and Destron leaving our mountain to do battle, goodness knows how far off. She'd have had us all go if I hadn't dug me paws in.
Clubrush finished his drink and rose stiffly.
Begging your pardon, sir, I'd best get them organised before supper. Oh, buttons and brass, will you look it? There's young Cheever sobbing her heart out because she wasn't posted on the list.
Eyebright nodded sadly.
She was far too young. Her pa and I decided we'd leave her a while yet. Better Cheever crying now than me and her father weeping when Gregor's bloodlust brings back sad results. You go about your business now, Sarge. I'll see to her.
Drill Sergeant Clubrush marched smartly into the midst of the successful candidates, bellowing out orders.
Keep your fur on now, youngsters and missies. Silencing the ranks down his nap, please. Right. Any beast whose name's been posted up, in double file and follow me. We're going up to Lady Krigger's forge room, where I'll issue you with weapons I think's best suited to gentle beasts. No fooling about while you're up there. Are you listening, Trowbags? I'll have my beady eye on you, Lady Mark. Keep silence in the ranks. Show proper respect to the men's mom. And mind your manners. Cheers! By the right! Wait for it, Trowbags! By the right! Quick!
As they marched eagerly off, Colonel Eyebright went to sit next to the young Herr Cheever, who was sobbing uncontrollably in a corner. The kindly officer passed her his own red-spotted kerchief.
Now, now, missy, this won't do. You'll flood the place out. Come on now, tell me all about it, what?
Cheever rocked back and forth, her face buried in the kerchief. Eyebright straightened his shoulders, adopting a stern tone.
Well, I should hope not. It was the unanimous verdict of the officers who made out that list that you be kept back. Do you know why?
Because I'm too young.
The colonel's trim moustache bristled.
Balderdash, my girl, who told you that? The reason is that we decided you were real officer material, needed sorely on this mountain, don't you know? Suppose sea rats or corsairs launched an attack on us while that lot were off gallivanting. Who do you suppose we'd be looking for to take up a trainee commanding position, eh? Tell me that. Long patrol isn't the be-all and end-all of young hares like yourself who want to make something of themselves. Ain't that right, young Leodore?